One man dies, one woman dies, one child dies. It's a tragedy. 10,000 die is a statistic. Thousands of stories a day like this one. Healthy toddler dies days after routine vaccinations. Little girl. The poster child in Israel, 8 years old, that took the Pfizer shot, dead, heart attack, no previous heart problems. Heart attacks, blood clots in young people are up over 10,000%. So the entire corporate media, and it doesn't matter whether you go to Facebook, Twitter, it doesn't matter, is just flooded with Hamas Islamic propaganda. We're being deliberately hit, just like with the shots, with systems that attack our fertility. And that's the main thing the shots do, is attack the testicles and the ovaries and cause miscarriages and destruction in women's menstrual cycles. They had congressional hearings 2 days ago about it. It's on record. New England Medical Journal, a year and a half ago, reported 83% of women that took the Pfizer or Moderna or J&J shot in the first two trimesters had miscarriages. 80%+. This is Armageddon-level death. And instead, we have all the cartoons and movies in Hollywood coming out and saying the ultimate evil on earth is what's happening to the people in Gaza. And I'm against what's happening there. But whether you were in Israel or whether you were in the Gaza Strip, the UN and the Big Pharma targeted you and your children for death with these injections. So while we're all fighting with each other over being Jewish or Muslim or Christian or whatever, the New World Order is annihilating us.
I've not been this excited ever. Oh, yeah, Mug Club, baby. Wow.
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
All right. If you're a new listener, a new viewer, when you see me talk here on the air and then suddenly news articles pop up, it's not pre-scripted. The crew just types in whatever I say. And then, of course, they can find it because everything I'm saying is on record. 95% of it, 5% speculation. So when I say 20 million have died, it's between 18 and 21 million, depending on the global insurance company actuary. That's the most accurate numbers we've got as insurance company actuaries. When I say 20 million people conservatively have died from the COVID shots, that has even come out in mainstream news. I'm going to say that again. 20 million people. But Stalin said, rightfully, one man dies, it's a statistic. One man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. One man dies, one woman dies, one child dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. Thousands of stories a day like this one. Healthy toddler dies days after routine vaccinations. Little girl. The poster child in Israel, 8 years old, that took the Pfizer shot, dead, heart attack, no previous heart problems. Heart attacks, blood clots in young people are up over 10,000%. So the entire corporate media, and it doesn't matter whether you go to Facebook, Twitter, it doesn't matter, is just flooded with Hamas Islamic propaganda. Now, just because I'm exposing that doesn't mean I didn't support everything Israel does. You can be driving down the highway and there's two restaurants, you've gotten food poisoning at both of them, you don't like either restaurant. I don't like the Israeli lobby controlling America. I got big issues with Israel, but I also know the communists and the Rothschilds and the big money and the universities and the establishment is literally supporting American flags being pulled down everywhere and Islamists running around and rioting. Same thing in Europe. And they want to conquer us. And now Israel's in the news. Their main politicians are saying, ship the Gazans here and to Canada. How about hell no, Israel? And that's a perfect microcosm or macrocosm. I don't like a lot of the things Israel's doing. I don't want to destroy Israel. I don't want to drive them into the sea. Like Harvard has officially endorsed the Hamas slogan. And there are a lot of diverse people in Israel, a lot of great people there. And if I had to say which group I think, you know, has worse leaders, I'd say it's Hamas. But I don't like our leaders here either. They're super corrupt. Israeli leaders are super corrupt. They're all fighting with each other. Israel's been in a state of civil war for a couple of years. So people say, oh, I'm either for Israel or I'm either for the Muslims. No. They're both big, giant, diverse groups and organizations. But as soon as it was clear Ukraine and NATO lost the war against Russia, they flipped a switch. Biden gave the money to Hamas and Hezbollah. They attacked. Israel stood down. There's now articles calling it anti-Semitic to say Israel stood down. 80%+ of Israelis in major polls believe the government stood down. Of course they did. That's exactly why I'm pissed off at Israel. The leadership of it. Just like our government stood down on 9/11. I'm not against the American people or the firefighters or police or citizens that died. I'm against our government that clearly bare minimum stood down and then blew up Building 7, the CIA headquarters, 47 stories tall. So why is this being activated now? Because they're bringing in the end of the old system and collapsing that bubble and bringing in the new system. But no, I'm not going to sit here and be part of the newest thing. Oh, it's the COVID lockdowns, and then it's Ukraine, and then it's global warming, and now it's Hamas, and it's so trendy to support Hamas. But then meanwhile, over at the Daily Wire, Candace Owens is a great person, known her for a decade, since she went public, became a media person. Candace Owens says, I think it's wrong to kill all these innocent kids and to say they're subhuman, and then Ben Shapiro attacks her and says it's disgusting and outrageous. I don't support that either. You don't have to be anti-Israel to also not want to carpet bomb civilians. So it's a serious situation. But at the end of the day, we got 20 million dead conservatively from these damn shots. And they want to just move on and have us forget they did that. And I'm not going to do it. And I hope that you don't just fade off and at the same time not care. But let's talk about what's really hitting everybody. Let's talk about why 50 years ago, if a child had cancer, cancer doctors would get on an airplane and fly across the country to see them because it was so rare. Now, pediatric cancers are off the chart. Millions of children get cancer a year under the age of 10. Tens of thousands die, up to 60, 70,000 last number I saw. We are bathing in chemicals where they could choose chemicals that are way less harmful. I've had top engineers, top petroleum experts on, top chemists on. They've got all these chemicals that don't hurt people or have almost no harm, and they choose the ones like atrazine that hurt people. So you talk about a genocide, how about infertility? That's genocide right there of our fertility. CNN. Now, when I started talking about this 20 years ago, I was so ridiculed by the nightly news and the nightly comics and everywhere. Jones says there's chemicals in the water. And I do a whole analysis with documents and guests, and they would just cut it down to, I don't want them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Common pesticides in food reducing sperm count worldwide study says. Remember this from a few days ago? Mercury pollution can make male birds homosexual, causing many bird populations to collapse or even become extinct. Mercury in diet making male birds gay. That's mainstream news. So we're being deliberately hit, just like with the shots, with systems that attack our fertility. And that's the main thing the shots do, is attack the testicles and the ovaries and cause miscarriages and destruction of women's menstrual cycles. They had congressional hearings 2 days ago about it. It's on record. New England Medical Journal a year and a half ago reported 83% of women that took the Pfizer or Moderna or J&J shot in the first two trimesters had miscarriages. 80%+. This is Armageddon level death. And instead, we have all the cartoons and movies in Hollywood coming out and saying the ultimate evil on earth is what's happening to the people in Gaza. And I'm against what's happening there. But whether you were in Israel or whether you were in the Gaza Strip, the UN and the big pharma targeted you and your children for death with these injections. So while we're all fighting with each other over being Jewish or Muslim or Christian or whatever, the New World Order is annihilating us. And that's the bottom line. I told you 3.5 years ago, hundreds of times, they're going to cause a bunch of big wars and economic collapse to as the new diversion. Once it comes out, these shots are sterilizing and causing blood clots, heart attacks, myocarditis, because I know their game plan. And now they've done that. We're not going to let people forget because they're coming back. They're trying new lockdowns. They're trying more shots. They're doing it right now. And this is a life and death situation. And that's why this broadcast has got to stay on air, is because I figured out their algorithm, their New World Order system, how they operate. And a lot of people are finally getting caught up to us, and that's good. That's how we're going to have victory. So, you want somebody to stand up against the globalists. You want somebody to fight the New World Order. Well, if you're looking for that, I'm your man. I want to thank you all for your previous support. I want to thank you all for making The Great Reset and the War for the World a number one national bestseller. It's had a huge effect. We've topped it. This new book has just come out. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com, signed or unsigned. It is incredible. It goes through the entire globalist master plan, their activities, what makes them tick. And then we lay out an alternate plan for humanity. And unlike the globalists, we're not ordering people to follow our plan. We're simply giving alternatives to the dystopia they're building. That's why it's the Great Awakening, defeating the globalist and launching the next great renaissance. What they're selling, owning nothing, having nothing, eating bugs, castrating our children, cutting our daughter's breasts off, World War III with Russia, human smuggling, open borders, drag queen pedophile time, what they're selling is so unpopular, we've got to oppose what they're doing, but also give an alternate plan. And that's what this book opens the debate about. It is powerful, it is riveting, it is informative. I have poured my heart out. And the book is a lot thicker than my last book. It is quite the read, but it's a fast read. It's a informative read. It is a blueprint for victory against the globalists. So get your copy of The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the next great renaissance at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get it at Amazon. That's great. We want to push number one again, but we get a lot more support when you actually buy the book from InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. We're fighting hard. I want to thank you for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your copy, signed or unsigned, of The Great Awakening, because The Great Awakening is happening now.